Hi, and welcome back to Millennial Mom Chatter. We are excited to be back for another week. And yeah, we're excited. We still have yet to like talk much in between each podcast.
No, it's just busy. Every week is so busy.
Which is so funny because we're used to like talking pretty much like every day to some capacity. Yeah. And these past few weeks, just we haven't much.
No, and I think we typically like chat and talk during chores, but we've not even like been in our houses to like just do normal chores and have like our chat. So yeah, it's just so different.
Hi. Hi, friend.
Hi. It's nice to see your face again. Like, I've missed you.
How have you been?
Good. Yeah. Just getting into the groove of everything. I feel like I'm always playing catch up. It's like the week comes and I know that the kids have school and I have like lunch boxes to pack and stuff, but it still feels like I'm like, wait, what? Like, what day is today? What do you mean you have school tomorrow? Like, I don't know. Yeah. I'm just constantly. And it makes me realize how fast time flows by. And then it just, I don't know. I wonder if my parents thought this as well, where they're just like, wow, like life just goes by so fast. Like, I just want to appreciate every day. And I don't know. I just like, as a kid, I think the days jog by. And I was like, gosh, I'm never going to leave school. Like school is forever. Like, but now as a grown up, I'm like, time is going so fast. Like our kids are growing up so fast. The holidays are approaching. Just like, I can't believe 2025 is around the corner.
I know.
And I'm just like, how?
I know. And don't you still think like when somebody says like 1980, you're like, oh, that's like 20 years ago.
Yeah. No, I am 100% one of those people. Like when I hear music or I see TV shows and movies, I absolutely think that was just yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, and then it's hard to believe that it's like, no, that's like olden day stuff now.
Yeah, like it's crazy to think that Y2K was 25 years ago.
Oh man, we really thought that like
the world was ending.
The internet was gonna, yeah, like we were prepared for the worst.
I remember like sitting there and like everyone was like, you know, no one fully believed anything was gonna happen, but like you still kind of were like, maybe.
Like, yeah, it could. We should be prepared just in case.
So I remember like, it turned midnight water, and like, we're all like sitting there like
nothing happened.
Did anything like, happen?
Yeah.
What was it? Because it was something like technology wasn't made to be up until that time or something. What was it?
Yeah, like it. Nothing could move forward.
Like nothing could go past the 19.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Anything with a 20 was like just going to shut down. Like, I can't compute. Like,
I was on the younger side in the sense that like I wasn't an adult to like really look into the issue of why people thought something was going to happen. I just remember people like that being the craze, you know, that like.
Yeah. We had a desktop computer in our house and I thought my AIM was going to be gone. And that's all I knew at the time. Like I was just like, so will the TV still work tomorrow? Will the VCR still work? Like, what does this mean
for me? I don't think we had internet.
We had the like disc thing that you put and then it like the dial up.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what year we got it. I don't think maybe it was. We had one in 2000, but that almost seems like it was somewhere very close to that time frame is my guess. But I don't know for sure if it was that time frame. But yeah, it was what a time to be alive.
It was
the
great.
Early 2000s, you know, like
it late 90s, early 2000s. I'd go back. Would you go back?
Yeah. As long as I could, like, I guess, keep my same life.
Yeah.
Right?
That it wouldn't change anything.
Yeah, because, like, if I could risk changing it, I wouldn't go back.
Yeah, yeah. But just to, like, experience that again, I think it'd be so fun.
Would you want to go back with memories or without memories?
Oh.
Like with like of your current
life. Knowing what I know
life.
Now?
Yeah.
No. I think that would I would then accidentally change stuff.
Would it give you relief though? Like, oh, I have a husband and kids. Like, it was fine. It ended up good.
Yeah, I guess it would give me relief because I definitely was the kid that was like, school is, this is stressful. Like, do my friends hate me? Like, oh no, what about this? Like, I feel like that life was just like so big. Like, it felt so ever daunting and like, will this ever end? Like, is this it forever? Like, is school and friendship like, the complications of my life forever. Like, it just felt so big. So I feel like if I have that reassurance in my mind where it's like, oh, wait, like, I don't have to worry about this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to have friends. I'm going to have a husband. I'm going to graduate high school. It's going to be okay. Like,
also,
I'm going to have a brain
like,
in my head.
I like, don't have a job.
Yeah. Like, so I worked so hard in middle school to, like, get these good grades and stress myself out only to, like, not have a job as an adult. Cool.
I don't know what my younger self, I'm trying to think of what I thought at different ages. So when I was definitely a teenager and older, I was like, I can't be a stay-at-home mom. I need to work. I need to like be able to get out of the house. That was my thought. I also didn't want kids when I was a teenager.
Oh, no.
But I don't know. I'm thinking when I was younger, if I would be like, oh, my God, this is a dream. I'm a stay-at-home mom. Like, I wonder if that would be my thought.
No.
Because, like, our moms were stay-at-home. So, like, yeah, it was.
I definitely thought I was a career woman.
Okay. So, like, even young.
I thought I was going to be. Yeah. Okay. I think I thought I was going to be off doing stuff. Because I wanted to be. When I was a young girl, I wanted to be a teacher. So, I, like, loved going to school to see. Not, like, going to school, but seeing teachers teach. I was like, oh, I love like when she does the worksheets like that. Like, I want to do that when I'm a teacher. Or like when she decorates the blackboard and like a theme for the holiday, like if it's the first day of school, to have apples everywhere. Like, I want to have my classroom be cute like that.
Yeah.
Like, so I feel like that's what I like envision for myself as an adult, being a Pinterest cute elementary school teacher.
Like, and now you're like, are you going to homeschool your kids? And you're like, no. And I'm like, ugh. I never wanted to be a teacher. I never wanted to do anything with kids. Like, that was, I don't know. I had no desire.
I thought
desire.
It was so cute.
I always wanted to be a firefighter, I think. Like, that's always been, even when I was a kid, like, that was my thing. I don't remember wanting to be anything else. Like, I don't, but I think because I grew up with a stay-at-home mom, I think if I would have seen my future and known, I don't think it would have been like, oh my gosh. I think it would have been, oh, okay. Like, that's what, like, so many people I grew up with, their moms were also stay-at-home moms. Like, that was more common back then. So I don't think it would be like, how dare me, like, do that.
No, no. Of course. And I, same thing. I had a lot of friends growing up where their parents or their moms are stay-at-home moms. So I don't think
it wouldn't,
I don't
have
know why
shocked
I put a
us.
Negative.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know why I give myself a negative stigma when it wasn't a negative thing.
Yeah.
For our moms and our friends' moms to be like taking care of us at home. So I don't know.
I definitely would have not done as good in school, probably, if I knew.
Like, this isn't important. I don't need to worry about this stuff.
I just wonder, like, if I redid it, like, would I do nursing school? Would I do all of this? I mean, it's always nice, theoretically. Obviously, I plan and foresee Alvar and I lasting forever and all that kind of stuff. But things happen. And, you know, like, my cousin passed away recently and, like, super unexpected. You know, so I kind of
young. She was young.
Yeah. So it's like one of those things, like, even though I'm currently at this moment not using it, I am like, it's nice to have, like, if something were to happen.
Oh, absolutely.
So I guess I don't regret it.
We should always have an identity outside of just being moms and wives. Yeah, for sure.
So I guess
as a security blanket,
I guess I don't regret it. But there is a part of me that's like, I could have done something else. Not nursing.
Yeah, that's I always like think about like, love you, honey. Like, don't, no regrets. Love the kids, love the husband, love all of it. I'm so happy for my life. But I always think back and I'm like, to be in the young 20s doing like below deck or like working on a cruise ship,
flight attendant.
Or being a flight attendant. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Catch me in the skies. Catch me out in the ocean. Like, catch me living my best life in a foreign country. Like, that would be the only thing that I'm like, would I have done that differently?
Yeah.
But then I obviously don't want to miss out on like, the boys and my husband. So I'm happy.
So what are we? So if we for some reason became like widows or something, I think me and you would be like, let's become flight attendants and we'll just travel together.
Yeah. No, and we could, because I don't think there's, I'm trying to think what, I don't know if there's an age.
No, there's definitely older flight attendants.
Yeah. So it's fine. I think you just had to be able to pass the test of like the slide and opening up a door. So we're fine. We can do that.
Okay. We're going to be in shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are. We will be. Like, our cute little cruise selves with our little, what did I say my body type is going to be? If you can imagine, what's that?
The Vector.
Villain character.
Is it Vector?
Off of Minions. Is that his name? Vector?
I thought so.
I don't know.
Where it's like the skinny guy with a big belly.
Yeah. The stick legs and the belly. Yeah. That's me. That's my body type when I'm an old lady.
I still can't picture it, but maybe it's going to be true.
Yeah.
Because
I'm Caucasian. Caucasians tend to carry their fat in their midsection.
Well, I was going to say, so, like, your legs definitely won't gain weight.
Yeah, I have very stick legs, and they're longer than average. So because of that, it's just going to make me look more exaggerated, like Vector, I think, like, than the average person.
Oh my gosh, I cannot. I hope that is not the case for you, because you're too pretty.
It'll
for
be
that.
Fine. It'll be fine. I'll just wear the cute muumuu bathing suit so when we go cruising, it's fine.
And make you look even more like heavy.
Yeah,
on top.
Yeah, because it's just like a material billowing.
Like the tankinis we used to wear. That was like, you know, like, it flowed.
Like a maternity top, like, but on little girls.
I used to love, I used to have one that had the little round thing right here, and it was like a halter. Oh. And then in the back had like, it didn't fully go around. It was like a cutout in the back. And so it just flowed, and I just loved it. I thought it was like, when I think of my childhood bathing suit, that is the childhood bathing suit. I should find a picture of it.
That one was cute. Yeah. I could see that.
Do you have, sure. like, when you go back and think, do you have like a bathing suit that you're like, that was the one?
Yeah. I have one that it was black and it had like neon, like it was not a handmade bathing suit, but it was like the style where it was like painted on and it was a smiley face with neon colors. Mm. And so I feel like that was like, I don't know, it just like still to this day is like that would grab my attention as an adult because I just love me some neon colors and smiley faces. So the fact that that was like the bathing suit I see pictures of me in all the time, like
it sounds familiar.
It wasn't the Joe Boxer one because I know Joe Boxer was all over everything when we were little. But I think smiley faces and like the little like hippie daisies, that was like on everything. So anything like that for me was like catch Jackie in some neon colors with some smiley faces and flowers.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that like I don't know what year that was that they became very popular.
Yes. It was on everything.
I mean, good times. I mean, speaking of all of this time frame, I saw – that Limited 2 is coming out with adult sizes now for our generation.
That is so nice of them to consider us because we were their biggest clientele back in the 2000s.
The question is, though, they were pretty expensive. Like, I mean, maybe they weren't expensive for, like, some families, but my mom was like, this is expensive.
It's definitely a birthday outfit. It was not a everyday, like, let's go buy you Limited
2. No. Like, so what are the prices going to be?
I'd be curious to know. I wonder if they're going to try to like compete with Abercrombie, like as like a just like a ground.
Yeah, like start up. Is it going to be $60 jacket?
Sell a hoodie for if we can sell a hoodie for $60, then like I feel like Limited 2 would probably try to match that. Mm-hmm. Like, and I don't know if I would buy that.
No,
I think that might be.
I mean, so I think if it was really really cute hoodie, and I could get it on sale, and it was like my only Limited 2 staple.
Yeah,
like I got one item from them that I used to wear. I love that they kept the old logo.
It is cute that they did that.
They kept the old like little pink flower logo. So I think that maybe I would get one item if I liked it.
Oh no, because what did they switch? So it was Limited 2 and then it switched after Justice? We aged out, it switched to Justice. So now it's back to Limited 2.
I don't
know. Or is that different? Is Justice still around?
I think Justice is still around.
Okay, so the Limited 2 part came back for us.
I think maybe Justice just bought all their stores. Like, they're like they went out of business, and then they just bought all of their spaces.
Okay, because I saw the Limited 2 tween collection, and that stuff's really cute for, like, the younger girls. Like, you can see it's, like...
What's the pricing? I haven't looked.
Well, I don't know if I even... I mean, I feel like Limited 2 like is for Callie? Gonna be expensive. Yeah. Like, can we get Callie on the Limited 2 train to get her in some cute little outfits here?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like... this stuff is adorable, but if it's like got the high sticker price, I just think it's gonna be.
I saw the really cute like plaid pullover that is like.
Okay, so this isn't awful. So there's like a fleece pullover is, they currently have it on sale for $24.
Okay.
So like stuff like that that's normal. Is actually not bad. Yeah. Yeah, that's for a name brand sweater, but full retail price, it looks like you could be paying like $40 for like a zip up hoodie. This is in the tween section, not our
which
adult
I feel
one.
Like there's... that is pretty on par. I'm thinking like back then you would have paid like $30. Yep. So with inflation, I guess that's accurate.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if they're trying to actually keep it more affordable, like they're being a little bit more intentional with their pricing, because it would be kind of silly for them to say a $50 sweater for a, you know, a 13-year-old girl, because it's not her paying for it.
I'm not buying that.
And she's going to grow out of it.
Yeah,
like, I'm not buying that. That's silly. No.
Well, I mean, maybe we'll catch Jackie and I Unlimited too next year.
We'll go ahead and we'll do like a try-on haul for you guys. We'll go raid our, like whenever they like have a storefront near us that has the adult sizes, we'll go and check it out. That'd be a fun field trip. Yeah, because like maybe they'll open one in Miami. I feel like Miami is like a major hub for fashion stores. Like if they open up an adult one, it might come to Miami.
Okay. Let's go.
We could take a field trip. Yeah, let's go.
And like I hope they bring back the nostalgia of walking that store and it's like the blow up chairs.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be cute. The inflatable chairs with the neon colors for sure.
I'm trying to think. I loved that store, but I feel like it wasn't very organized. I feel like there's stuff everywhere.
No, there was, because like the little bins that had like socks or like, you know, if you wanted that, remember it was all about the sports too. So if you wanted like the matching like belt, you know, purse and scrunchie, you'd have to like dig through the bins to find the soccer ball scrunchie or whatever it was. And it was just like, what's in here? Like, I don't even know what's in here.
And then in line, it was like the lip glosses. It was like Ross, or like when you check out at TJ Maxx and it like, they like try to get you at the last moment.
With a $5 like best friend necklace at the checkout. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like,
are you one of those people that like typically you will be waiting in that line and be like, fine, at least one item?
No, I actually discourage myself from, because I know the tactic that they're pulling there, that it's upcharged for whatever that crap is that's sitting there. So I know better than that. Maybe as a teen bopper, I certainly would have been like, wow, $5 friendship necklace, add to cart. But like as an adult now, I'm like, no, I know better than to like, because I know what they're doing in that little section there. Like, everything's upcharged. So I'm just like, uh-uh.
I did.
I know I can get socks cheaper than that.
I did that in Hobby Lobby on Sunday. I know, it was Monday. Monday. I was waiting in line and I kept seeing
Hobby Lobby's bad.
I almost bought you something. And then I was like, she's going to kill me if I buy this for her. So I didn't. It was, okay, I'll tell you what it was because I'm not going to get it for you. But then if you tell me you would have liked it, then I'll be like, okay. So it was kind of biggish. That's why I thought that you wouldn't like it. It was like this big. And it was like a Lazy Susan. Oh, and okay. You put your taco meat in the middle and it had all of the like toppings in a circle because you love doing tacos.
Yeah. So it has like the little slots for all of your ingredients.
Yes. Already, and then it like, comes it? With the hard shell holders for the people.
That's cute. Is it plastic? What material was it made of?
It's like a thick plastic.
So I could wash it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Some of that stuff. But like, I was like, you know, wood or whatever.
This is something 100% Jackie would like. But I was like, at the same time, she's gonna be like, where the hell am I gonna store this?
I mean, you've seen my kitchen. Like, I literally have no space for anything.
So I didn't get it for you. You're welcome. But I was going
like, okay, cool. We don't need more stuff sitting on our.
But I was going to.
Yeah, I appreciate the sentiment because actually it is cute, and I would have liked it. But I appreciate that because it's. You know, you've seen our kitchen. There's no storage space for like a cute.
So I didn't get it for you, but I was like, this is right up Jackie's alley because she loves like that is her go-to tacos. And like when people are over tacos and stuff like that. So I was like, this is perfect because like everyone can sit at the table and just spin their sides around.
Yeah, it is cute. It actually really is a cute idea for hosting. I'll have to go swing by my Hobby Lobby and take a look-see. Like,
Yeah. But when I was in that, I almost got that. But then I did end up getting a pizza cutter.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
It was like $3.99 and our pizza cutter is broken now. And so I got suckered into the aisle like, what are they called? What do people call them?
I don't know what they call that.
The tempting the items. The tempting. I was like, this is $3. We are literally our pizza cutter is broken. It was one of those ones that you have like a handle and it's like, meh.
Oh, that one's the one that you guys used to have.
No. It's
like that
style. That one broke. That's what I was saying.
I was gonna say that one's nice.
I always have to hold the plastic pieces like this so it doesn't fall apart. Because the
so you don't just slice your hand. No, in the half with the blade.
The little blade will just fall out. So this one's like a handle, and it's like I don't know how to explain it. You like put your hand in it. So anyways, it was $3, and I was like, we have to get it.
$3. Yeah. No, Hobby Lobby is great. I love Hobby Lobby. Like, you can do major damage in that store, especially because stuff is always on sale.
I know. I almost got one to replace our windmill that I'm so tired of. I was like,
Twister, the Twister theme.
I was like, you want to get rid of the windmill? I'm like, yes. I'm over it.
You have to do it whenever they have their artwork 50% off. That's the best time to do it.
Yeah.
Because literally, it's like they have that. I think it's every other week the Hobby Lobby has their 50.
Me and you are going to go.
That's what it feels like.
When you're down for Christmas, and we're going to go find a piece to put there.
We've been talking about this for like a year.
I really need to do it. I found one that I liked. I don't know what happened. I didn't get it, but I liked it. Mm. I felt like it should have been a little bit bigger, but it was okay. It was like a decent size. It would have worked, but I don't know.
It's hard. Yeah.
I'm in that cycle where like you know how before you even finish your home, like me, when it takes 5 years, I'm already like on to a new style.
Yes. No, for sure. I think a lot of people could agree with that.
I'm like, I haven't even finished and I want to change it all. Like,
yes. Yeah.
Like my rug in the family room. It's like, but I don't know what I would replace it with because the reason why I got that is because it hides like, it's not just like a white rug. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it hides stuff, but then I'm over it. Like,
Yes.
I want something plain. It's too loud. I went loud and that's not me at all. And then now I'm just like regretting it.
No, we've been on the hunt for rugs too. And it's the same thing where I'm like, okay, I really want like a posh white rug. But then I'm like, oh wait, dog and kids. Never
mind. Yeah. So what like, do you get? A color one?
We have to get these like, I don't know, these muted colors with like the abstract designs
on
them.
With the old school, like red. We're going back to the red old school carpets. You know what I'm talking about?
I've seen, no, Tony and I looked the other day and it literally was so like, many style. Yeah. And I was like, wait, I don't like that.
Like the Persian.
Who's buying that? Yes. Like who's buying these rugs and putting them in their like everyone. Modern living rooms?
Think about like Joanna Gaines. Like when she does like a really cute farmhouse, that's how she brings in that tone.
Yeah, that's true. She does, but she does a good job with that because she still keeps, that's like the only wild piece in there. And then everything else is going to be like your, you know, I don't know, broken down wood or like muted colors. But I just, you've seen my living room. I don't got that going on right now.
I don't know what I'm looking for. Every time I like go to look for rugs, I'm like, oh, this is overwhelming. No.
I just like, shut no. I just shut just up. Leave.
You did the same thing. Like it's not like I can't buy one right now. I just like I go to look and I'm just like
no, seriously. No. Like, Tony came home and we're like, "Okay, let's get new rugs for the dining room and the living room." We added a bunch of stuff to the cart to compare.
And then you just leave it.
Like to look at the color. Yeah, and it's just been sitting there for weeks.
Yeah.
Like we haven't done anything.
I just
like I thought I liked it, but then I was like, "No." It's ugly. I don't like any of them.
Or it's like, this is going to get stained. Or you're like, is it going to feel nice? It's like,
yeah.
I don't know. We need to go to like a rug store.
Thank you for joining us for Home Improvement with Heather and Jackie.
We can't be the only ones that rugs are overwhelming. Mm-mm. And there's so many. When you go to like Rugs USA, it's like 1 million. You can't
do that. Yeah. Don't make that mistake. So, 1 million options.
It's fine. It is.
So we'll keep you guys updated whenever we get new rugs for our houses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Might be next year. It's fine.
I know. Well, I saw an article that it's almost laughable, but there's this girl that takes like, okay, so she does, what's it called? Cosplay. And so she got a baby to like be one of her costumes, right? And then she all of a sudden felt attached to it, and so she was like, this feels like my baby. And so she started buying more babies, and she calls them like she adopted them, and she takes care of them, and she feeds them, and she like breastfeeds them and takes them out in public and like treats it like a child.
Wow.
Puts them to bed. Like, puts them on the couch to watch TV, buys outfits for them. Like, is this a mental health problem?
Okay, so let me just get a couple more details. Is she in a relationship or is she, like, a single chick?
No, I think she's a single chick.
Okay, so her love and passion is with these dolls.
Yes.
And then what about how old do we think she is?
I think she's, like, 24 or something.
Oh, so she's young.
Yeah.
This is not, like, an old lady who's been, like, widowed
and
is, like, longing for connection. Mm-mm. Like, she could certainly go out into the world and find connection.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I'm sorry. I don't know. There's a lot to unpack there.
Mm-hmm. So my thought is that it's definitely, like, a mental health issue.
Yeah, she's got something going on.
Because surely,
you said she's like breastfeeding it, like she's really treating this like a child, right? You said so. It's not just her like having dolls and like having imagination time where it's like, I want to pretend that this is like a kid that I'm just like in my own privacy of my own home. Like she's taking these dolls.
Yeah, she
out
takes
in
them
public.
To restaurants and she pushes them in strollers and stuff.
Oh man. Okay, I have to pull this up so I can.
So. Okay, so to me, it definitely has to be mental health. In my opinion, it's like, surely it's not just imagination. It's like, maybe like a, I don't know, like she hears voices. Maybe she hears her talking back to them. I don't know. Like, my question is also, so it's going to evolve, right? So.
Okay, because you sent it to me before the episode and. Yeah,
she kind of looks somewhat normal a little bit.
She does. If I saw her in the grocery store,
you're not going to bat an eye.
She's like, No, but if I saw the dolls yeah. in a stroller, I guess we'll definitely have to share a picture on social media so you guys can kind of see. And we'll share this article as well so you guys can get the inside scoop, because she looks absolutely normal. But the dolls, like, she literally dresses them and they look like children. Like, these are not like yeah. Cabbage Patch dolls. These are like full blown.
No, they're like they're like 2 year old dolls.
Yeah, they look like children.
There's some of them are big.
Yeah, they're big. Like, she has pictures of them at the playground and they're wearing normal clothes. Like, if I saw them from the back of okay, so what do you do? So say we're at the playground with our own children having a play date. She walks up to us and asks if her kids can play with our kids.
No.
What do we say?
I am like, I feel like Jackie, like, yeah.
I would see the, because honestly, the from a distance, like, she has a picture of the kids on the playground. If I saw from like the back of their heads, I'd be like, oh, like, that looks like a 4-year-old girl. Like, Dylan, go be nice and play. And Dylan would like probably walk up and it would fall over. And I would just be like, what the? And I would see it then be like, oh, it's a doll. Like, it's not a real kid.
Okay. So you, because you're very nice. Okay. You're very nice.
Yeah. I am very what, PC. Like, I would be like,
I feel like you'd just be like, oh, okay. And then you would just maybe not play, but you wouldn't tell her no.
No, I wouldn't have the guts to say no to her face. I would absolutely.
That's exactly what we do. Like, sure. So, okay. So my question.
And then I would walk away and be like, wow, something's wrong.
So my question is, okay, so it has to progress, right? So like nothing ends there. Right. So like she yes. got this for cosplay. Then she's like, wow, this, like, I really feel a connection with this. So then she bought more, and then she like pretends she breastfeeds them, and then she takes them in public, and then she like buys all the stuff for them, and then makes them, she makes them milk from water and flour.
She's putting a lot of work into yes. this. It's probably an obsession.
Yeah.
Now. Like,
so
it sounds a little unhealthy.
It's not going to end. Right. It's just going to keep progressing. Yeah. So like my question is, will she find a man? And then she probably won't, right? At least a normal yeah. person. And then, because no offense, but like if somebody's with her, I feel like it's a creepy man that's willing to put up with the
exactly.
dolls. Like,
yeah.
And take care
like
of the dolls.
Guy's gonna, yeah, so she meets a normal guy at her like cosplay events that she goes to, and then she brings him home, or they go on a date and she brings the babies out.
Yeah, she's like,
I think that could be, the guy's gonna bounce.
Yeah,
like, he's gonna be out, unless he's weird himself and he likes it and he sticks
yeah
around.
And then they're one of those couples that like steal a kid.
Ooh, like, that's a progression.
Yes,
of like, now we're doing weird stuff.
Yes,
like,
so yeah, my question is, if sure. she never finds a man, which is gonna be a little bit hard because of her yeah. situation, right? Like, does she progress? She's so obsessed with having a child that she just like steals a kid.
I could see that, because that's, it kind of seems like from the article, that's what this is stemming from, is like she's always wanted to be a mom. And it's like, we've seen enough Lifetime movies to know that a woman will do anything to get what she wants in this world. So like, she could, like, she's young enough now that I think she could easily have some sort of plan to eventually kidnap a child and claim a child as her own. I feel like I could see that for sure.
Oh my God.
If she's willing to go through the process of making food for a fake
and
child
breastfeed?
And breastfeed, I feel like that's a lot. We've no longer just like done like what we used to
and
do
go
with
the
dolls
playground?
As kids. Yeah, like we would do pretend play with our baby dolls, right? But like we would never go through that.
But we were also
like
kids. I mean,
yeah. So yeah, exactly. So obviously there's a huge difference yeah. here. So she's going through a lot of effort as an adult. So there was a lot of, we have a lot of red flags going on right now.
Like, yeah,
that would lead me to think that she would go through with even more heinous behavior, which is kind of scary to think about.
Yeah, I think that it's definitely has to be like, it's like, you know how there's some people are kind and they're like, I think it's just like something they like. I feel like, no, like there's a mental health problem.
No, she's, yeah, I think she definitely does have something going on for sure. There's no way that this is like, I don't know if any psychologist would sit back and say, this is normal. This is safe. This
yeah.
is okay. Like, they're going to want to like break something down and get to the root of this and help her.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I don't know what it is though.
It's like the furries. The furries is also mental health trouble.
Yeah. No, for like, sure. Because it's like, what's causing them to like step out of normal human?
Yeah. Like what makes you as an adult go into like a animal costume and go to like the park and like play and then also do weird like sexual things?
Yeah.
Like that's not normal for adults.
No. I wonder too, what is it though? Like, where does this stem from?
I think,
like,
the weird cosplay stuff. It just progressed. Yeah. No?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. No, for sure. Because it started as something that was like, they only did it on Thursdays, you know, in the park. And then it turned into like a lifestyle. And then it turned into not only just like historic, I don't know, like Civil War reenactments, to then like, now we're like full, like furries. Like, now we've gone full throttle into like all of the things. Like, anything you can imagine is probably a form of like, I don't know, an alternative identity for everyone in this world, which is wild. Because then it's like, what's wrong with them?
Like, do you think that, like, is it because we're very accepting today as a society? It's like, you could be anything you want. Or did it just progress over the years? Because, like, I don't know. I feel like there was, like, the gamers and the people that, like, liked things and would go to Comic-Con and stuff like that. But, like, I feel like on average, no one was, like, dressing up on a daily basis and, like, going to the park and, like, fighting in like, gear.
Like, yeah, and usually, like, so we got, like, our Dungeons & Dragons kids, right? So, like,
even then, I never saw anyone actually, like, play it in public.
No, but also they did it, and it was, like, normal in a way that, like, even if you saw it in public, no one would be like, oh, like, what's wrong with them? Like, that's a mental disorder. Like, we just were like, oh, that's their passion. I'm into, like, Call of Duty on the PlayStation. You're into Dungeons & Dragons card game with your friends, or you're going to even dress up on Thursday afternoons and go play in the park.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I feel like it was, like, okay. But then now we've almost, like, taken it to the next. And I'm trying to, like, go back to what you just asked with the, like, is it because our society is so much more accepting now, or is it because, like, we're just, I don't know.
But are we accepting?
We are.
I'm not.
I feel like the people who do the weird things want us to be, right? Like, they're like, no, you have to accept me that I am a cat. Like, that, meow, that's who I am. Yep. Like, suck it up. That's it. But then I think as a society, we're not ready for it. No. I don't think. Like, we still want to just be humans who wear normal clothes and go to work. Like, we just want that to be the baseline.
I think it I think it just moved with the progression of just everything of, like, I want to be a girl.
Okay.
I want to be, like, you know, like, remember that girl that was, like, white and she, like, pretended to be black? Like, she wanted to be black woman. Yeah. Like, and everyone's just like, okay. And you're like, what?
Yeah. Like,
what's going on?
That is the same. Yeah, I guess that's a very
valid point. So was it the same? Like, did the furries, because I don't, maybe I'm clueless. I don't remember furries ever being a thing before. Or, like, I never heard of it.
I don't think so either. I don't feel like I'm familiar with it from back in the day.
I can hear your jets.
Oh, yeah.
We had jets the other day on Memorial Day. On Memorial Day, listen to me, Veterans Day.
Oh, okay.
We had jets flying over all day.
Is it really loud?
No, it's good. Okay. I can just hear the...
Yeah, it's some cool audio for you guys. Air show.
America. I think that I don't remember furries. So I'm going to guess, like, did this become a thing when people were just like, I mean, who's going to be mad? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, for sure. I don't know. But furries, I feel like, too, is where does that come from, though? Is it just them wanting to be unique and doing something different?
I really don't know. I think it's also a mental health problem. I don't know. Right?
Like, I'm just stumped on the whole thing. Like, this doll lady, the, like, furries, like, I don't know.
Those people, just, like, scare me around my kids.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, you walk by and your kids are like, you're like, don't become that. Like, don't
grow up
to become the furry. I don't know.
I also kind of think, like, where does it stop, I think, also? And this might sound really bad of me or judgmental of me, but, like, where do you draw the line? So, like, if you're obsessed with a doll and you're willing to breastfeed a doll, where does that stop? Like, is she also, like, pretending the dolls are using the bathroom? Is she cleaning the dolls in the shower? Or, like, even with the furries, like, where does that line stop where it's like, okay, maybe these people do acts in their privacy of their own bedroom, but then where does that line stop with, like, then are furries now going out in public and doing these things as well? I don't know. I just feel like there's, like, it's kind of scary to think how much further people can push the boundaries on these hobbies and interests.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that, like, normal people that are, like, sound, mentally sound, when you do something, like, I feel like even when I do something maybe odd at a moment, Like, I am like, that was weird. And like, don't do that again. You know what I mean? Like, have you ever just been like, nah, in your house?
Yeah. Yes. You're just I like, do that 100%.
Yeah, that was like, weird.
Hear that?
So I feel like even if I had this desire maybe or felt like, oh, I kind of had this attachment to this doll, a normal sound person would be like, that's not normal and don't continue that. Yeah. Right? Like, don't progress with it. Don't whatever. Whereas I think somebody that's mentally unstable is just going to continue and be like, there's no problem in this. I just like it.
Yeah. They don't see anything wrong with it. And I think that's the part that I'm like, as a parent, I'd be concerned about.
Yeah.
Like, because I wouldn't want my kids to be exposed to that, like at a playground or a swimming pool. Like, I don't know. I just would be worried about like, how far are you going to take this?
Like when you're a waitress or something and there's like this doll, like does she orders food for them? Like, what do you do?
I mean, I want that tip, so I'm going to bring like, do you some say, chicken like, nuggets to those dolls. Like, the
little girl? Like,
no, that's so creepy. Like,
would you like, I would probably say something like, your doll's pretty or something. Like, something that.
Like, I like your shirt.
Something that would say doll to see what she said.
Oh, yeah. Or I'd just be like, would they like something to drink? And then she says, like, no, they're dolls, you dummy. Like, they're not going to drink it. I'm like, oh, okay.
I don't know. Like, I think I would say something for her to, like, is this where she thinks that it's her kid? Or does she see it as a doll?
It's a social experiment now. So now we need to go find the wait staff at the restaurants that she takes them to.
Like, is she's like, this is my daughter, Mackenzie.
I'm like, hi, Mackenzie. Did you want some ketchup?
Jackie would do that. Yeah. And I was just like, and I would just be like, oh. I don't know what I would say, honestly. I think I would be so stumped that I would just.
Yeah.
No, for sure. I think my brother would be like, immediately make a face. Like, is that real? Like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, I think Jason would actually say something. I think I would just kind of ignore her if she said anything about the doll. And then Jackie would just be like, would your doll like a Pepsi?
Yeah, yes.
But I definitely would test it. I would find a way to say doll so that I could figure out like if she sees this as her kid, because I'd be very confused by it.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. Like, I would want to like tread lightly with whatever the conversation looks like between her and I. Like,
yeah. I mean,
I would tell everybody back in the kitchen, I'd be like, I think that my guest at table 12 is sitting with dolls.
Listen, to tie up this conversation, we just gotta hope that none of our kids do weird things like this. You know, like, no, like, it's like Comic-Con's okay, but even then, I would be nervous that they could progress.
Yeah. So, because like, I think that's like it's a trendy thing now too, is like the gaming and the Comic-Con and the superheroes and stuff. So, like, I could see like that is a thing, and I feel like it's a little bit better now. It's not as like geeky as it was maybe in the early 2000s. So, like, I feel like as long as they can just like stay right there, like your comic books, and that's it, and then don't go and start dressing up and making that your like identity.
Yeah. I mean, Jackie and I are just like, we're so far from that world that we're already like, we've talked about it. Maybe I'm putting us out there, but we've already talked about like, what do we say if our kid starts wanting to wear anime shirts? Like, where do we draw the line? Oh,
yeah. Yeah. No, that's it's hard too. Cause I almost feel like, it's right now I still buy my clothes for my kids cause they're young. Mm-hmm. So like it has to be introduced by me for them to like start liking that stuff. But once they're teenagers, it's all bets are off. Like, I no longer have control over like what they watch or like if they have a passion for anime and stuff. So I'm just like, but it's just not my cup of tea. I've just never been into it. So then for me, I'm like, can we not? Like, should we go outside and kick a ball?
Can we be like a little active?
Yeah, like, can we go do something different?
Yeah.
But I think I wonder too, like, this is going to be, I don't know, like, this could be negative or positive, but I think a lot of stuff like that, is it nurture versus nature as far as like, was this influenced by parents or was this introduced at some point in their childhood or like, did they truly just come out of nowhere with this passion into their teen years? And like, I'm going to be a furry, or I'm going to be like super into anime and do cosplay and like make this my whole life mission. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, we got 5 experiments on our hands between us.
Yes. We have a social experiment happening.
So we're going to just, anytime one of our kids, like if they want to like, I don't know, have an anime shirt, we're like, why don't we do this one instead?
Yeah. We're just going to take a little field trip to the mall real quick. Let's take a look around. Like,
gosh, my legs are getting sore. I'm like trying to stretch them out. I've been like in a little pretzel. What is it? Indian style? Indian?
Crisscross applesauce?
I know. What do you call that? I call it Indian.
Indian style? Yeah. I think that's how it was, like sit on your bottom in your circle, Indian style.
Yeah, I've been sitting like that. And I did leg day yesterday and I'm like regretting it.
Get it,
I need
girl.
To stretch out. Well, this was fun.
It always is.
Don't judge us, guys. We're just chatting.
I know, but we like to have these open chats with our listeners just because it's one of those things, like not everyone would feel comfortable talking about some of these things, but I think it's like, I don't know, like just open up the can, like, and just kind of like let it all out there. And I feel like you and I are pretty honest people too, so it's like these are our thoughts, and you know, hopefully
love or hate us,
we didn't hopefully we didn't offend anyone. I don't think we said anything like offensive, but
I mean, what's the chance the doll girl's watching us? So the question is for everyone, is this normal? Is this a mental health problem? What do we think?
Yeah,
like what are our thoughts on this? So if you can drop a comment below or tell us what you think,
yeah,
because we are open to the conversation of like,
yeah, we'd love to like dive deeper into that.
Yeah, just like, is this
like
just,
you had said, is this our new world? Like, have we just accommodated to just accepting everybody, like no matter what their things and interests are, like, and we're just a new society now?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a line, like, you know, when they say like there's like furries at the park like doing inappropriate things. No.
Yes.
We don't accept that. Like,
that's where we're going to put our feet down,
like,
as moms.
With kids.
Especially.
Yeah. Like, no. Oh my gosh. No. Anyways. So that's our question for you. So drop in the comments. Let us know. Yeah. As always, rate, like our show, share it. All the things. We're on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and TikTok and Instagram. Instagrams are just. Follow us there to help us out, because that's our like. Was it our ugly stepchild? Yes. We just don't
like her right now.
Yeah. So we're trying to build that up. But thank you for joining as always. And we will chat next week. Bye.
Have a good weekend. Bye.